Gordon, there has been a lot of talk about the development of data centers and companies coming into Pennsylvania taking advantage of the artificial intelligence revolution. What sort of opportunities are we looking at here in the Commonwealth?
To give you an idea, I think it'd be good to recall that just this past July, 20 or more business leaders, accompanied by none other than President Trump and a whole bunch of other political leaders, gathered in Pittsburgh, and where it was announced that $92 billion of investments into data centers and into the energy infrastructure that would be needed. That is a huge amount of money. It's almost 10% of Pennsylvania's gross domestic product. So that's just not going to happen, right? So to make it happen, in our view, we need to have a decent business climate, meaning regulatory reliability, predictability in terms of regulatory policy, plenty of energy available at an affordable price, which is a big deal. Everybody's talking about affordability. Sounds like it's going to be a major campaign issue next year. But we certainly need affordable energy. And so what's happened since July, among other things, and some positive things have happened, but some concerning things include the introduction of at least seven bills that I know of in Harrisburg, legislative bills, that in some they're presented as consumer protections, in which in some respects they might be. But a lot of the provisions in these proposals amount to obstacles. As an example, one person who commented on it said that when people are talking about responsible development, they're talking about no development. And this particular person actually suggested that when they're talking about more regulation, what they're talking about is looking to stop the development of data centers as a means of stopping the production of natural gas and other energy in Pennsylvania. So when you look at, for instance, there was a package of six legislative bills introduced by some Democratic members of the Pennsylvania House. And when you look at them, they include provisions like for addressing things like water use and energy use, emergency preparedness for data centers. So just to think about that for a minute, Pennsylvania has been an industrial manufacturing, a location for industrial manufacturing activity for decades, more than 100 years, actually. Power plants, steel mills, coal mines, acres and acres in recent years of warehouses going up. And all these facilities have to deal with these issues like energy use and water use and emergency preparedness. So why would you need legislation to address data centers? These are information processors, for goodness sakes. And these data centers are going to be large buildings that process information with computers. It's not something anybody would consider to be high risk. You really have to wonder why this is needed.
Gordon, is some of this a result of the fact that the environmental left has done everything it possibly can to discourage the use of and the development of Pennsylvania's natural gas resources, the use of fossil fuels? They keep trying to put us into so-called renewables, which by any measurement have fallen short of any of the promise or claims they made. Is this less about the data center itself and more about the green agenda relative to energy?
I think the answer to that is definitely, at least for some of the people pushing these proposals, others perhaps not, but for some, for sure. One of the bills would require data centers to use at least 25% of their energy from so-called renewables, which include things like wind and solar energy, which have proven to be absolutely useless in terms of sources of energy for large populations. They're not reliable. They're expensive. This kind of market meddling has been going on for more than 20 years now in Pennsylvania. I think it was 2004, a bill was enacted called the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standards. Those required electric utilities to sell a portion of their electricity from so-called renewable sources. That act has been in place for more than 20 years. And last year alone, it cost consumers something in excess of $700 million in compliance costs alone. Meanwhile, wind and solar energy, which has been subsidized all along, remains unreliable, too expensive, and only provides a small fraction, like single-digit percentages, of our electricity.
We are talking with Gordon Thome, who is a senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation. We're talking about the proposed development of data centers around Pennsylvania and the fact that those on the left, as they frequently do whenever you try to make anything move forward or try to have progress in Pennsylvania, trying to throw regulatory roadblocks in the way. And Gordon, with what you just said, we're looking at the fact that affordability has become a big issue. President Trump in Pennsylvania just a few days ago talking about that. The left trying to pin inflation and the rising cost of energy on Donald Trump and the current administration. But as you pointed out, these alternative sources, so-called renewables that energy companies are required to use, they're very expensive, even with subsidies. Is there any way to get around this and start moving forward with less costly forms of energy generation, like natural gas and even nuclear?
I think if we would allow the market to decide, consumers in the market, to decide what energy sources to use, that would take care of the issue. And at one time, that's what happened. In recent decades, wind and solar, for example, have been given preferential treatment, in a way that makes natural gas and coal-fired power plants less economical and more difficult to maintain operations. In fact, we've had very serviceable coal plants shut down in recent years simply because the owners found it untenable to continue operation with such onerous regulations. And I think what we're looking for is leadership in Harrisburg, for starters, that clear-eyed leadership that recognizes the economic realities of energy production and the needs of consumers to have affordable energy.
Well, Governor Shapiro gives lip service to that, yet he keeps coming out with these various plans that would place even more reliance on these so-called green renewable energy sources, which, as you pointed out, are already heavily subsidized by taxpayers. Looking forward, as these data centers look at situating themselves in Pennsylvania, are these proposals before the legislature something that's going to cause them to pause and say, well, maybe we ought to go to, you know, North Carolina or Texas or someplace that there's a more favorable business climate?
That's certainly a consideration and a concern. I listened in on a House hearing a month ago where quite a number of people raised that concern, saying that, for instance, a mandate for data centers to get 25% of their electricity from renewable sources could discourage the development of data centers in Pennsylvania. There was at least a half a dozen witnesses representing a wide variety of organizations who cautioned the legislators against doing that. And it's really sort of hard to gauge how serious these legislators are. In fact, if you consider what's happened in recent weeks, we had Governor Shapiro agree to withdraw the proposal to put Pennsylvania in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which amounts to a carbon tax, a tax on fossil fuels. He agreed to drop that proposal in exchange for Republicans signing on to a budget. So it took three or four months for that to happen, but it happened. And although Governor Shapiro has his own ideas about a carbon tax, some people are wondering how serious he is about it, because the politics of it all is getting a little dicey for some of these people, I think.
In terms of artificial intelligence here, Gordon, in addition to the energy issues at play, given the fact we're in competition, particularly with China, is there a national security element to having these data centers built up and operational as quickly as possible?
I'm not an expert in that area, that's for sure, but a lot of people think so. I was just listening this morning on a business channel, and there's high expectations for what artificial intelligence can do for us in terms of making us more efficient, more competitive internationally, and, you know, more our business is more competitive and our economy stronger. And we all know, it just makes sense, you don't have national security if you don't have a strong economy. You can't afford to have a strong military and leverage like Donald Trump has right now, leverage on the international scene.
So we have this package of bills that has been introduced into the State House. Just looking at the politics, the political makeup of the General Assembly, we've really counted on the Republican-controlled Senate to keep these bad things from happening. Politically speaking, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but in terms of the Senate, any ideas to where they stand? Is it likely the Republicans are going to say, no, we're not going to go down that path?
Yeah, I don't have any direct information on that, but historically speaking, the Republican Senate stood pretty strong against things like the Governor Wolf's carbon tax that he introduced in 2019, and that ultimately failed, as we just discussed. And so I would expect the Republican Senate to hold strong on these kinds of proposals. Next year's elections are very important in terms of leadership for the House and the Senate.
Gordon Thom is a senior fellow at the Commonwealth Foundation. Gordon, we do have Commonwealth Foundation folks on here quite regularly, but want to tell us a couple words about the Commonwealth Foundation. Also, you've written on this and related issues. Where can folks find that on the web?
Well, the Commonwealth Foundation's a free market think tank based in Harrisburg. We focus solely on Pennsylvania issues, education, the state budgets, the economy, and energy. CommonwealthFoundation.org is the website.
Gordon Thom of the Commonwealth Foundation. Gordon, thank you for taking time to be with us.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity.